The Somali J Artist Zone is a cool space dedicated to independent music creators. Conversation, music, information, laughter, and much, much more. Now, here's your host, Somali J.
Hey, y'all, what's up? What's up? Oh, happy day. Yes, 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 we are truly blessed. Again, welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone. I am your host, Smiley J, and I'm so glad that you guys are hanging out with me today. Shout out to all my real music heads out there. You know, the ones that have been hanging out with me since day one. You guys are special to me, and thank you guys for hanging out. Now, to all of my first-time listeners, yes, all of my newbies, all of my virgin listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. All I ask is that you come on back and, you know, hang out with me again. Yes, but this time, next time, you know, bring a couple of friends with you, okay? And also, you guys can tune in and listen to the show on your favorite music streaming or podcast platform. Yes, I'm in all of the major ones, and you know, all of the shows are archived, which means that, you know, if you miss a show, you can always go back and listen. Yes, listen, you know, just listen whenever you can. It's all good. I know y'all busy, but wherever you choose to listen, make sure that you hit that follow button, okay? Yes, because y'all know my business is chit-chatting music. Yes, that's what I do, and it's all for you. Yes, all of my real music heads. Now, listen, you guys know I do have some rules. Yes, yes, I do have rules. You know, my rules are real simple, which are rule number one, any music that you hear on this show and you like it, go ahead and, you know, download the music and add it to your playlist. Yes. Number two, just, you know, all I ask is that you be open-minded. Yes, come on out of that music box. Yes. You know why? Because music comes in many different styles, genres, and, you know, cultural expressions. Yes. So appreciate and enjoy the diversity of music. Yes, 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 yes. Music for your soul. Now, you know what? Let's go ahead and get on with today's show, okay? So, you know what? Before I bring on today's guest, let me just tell you a little bit about him. He is a singer, songwriter, and he's a community activist. He's also a comedian. Yes, he has a little comedic side. Yes, he does. But you know what? He wears many hats, but the one title that he cherishes the most is being a proud dad of three. Yes, you guys help me welcome Jess Paul. Welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone. How are you?
What's going on, Smiley J? I'm pretty good.
Good, good. It is so nice to finally have you in the Artist Zone.
Hey, it's good to be here finally. It's been a long time coming.
I know. You've been super busy, and busy is always a good thing.
Yes, it is, because when you stay busy, you stay out of trouble.
Boom, there it is. Now, you know, we still at the top of the 2-4, and I see that you're giving us a new look.
Yeah, the bald head Paul is a little bit different now, ain't he?
It's good. It's all good.
This is my 90s R&B look.
I love it. You know, you joined the BBC club, the beautiful ball club.
Oh, I was about to say, what's the beautiful ball club.
Yes, yes. Now, I see, you know, I be paying attention. I watch my folks. I see you have been quite busy traveling the world. I mean, doing what you love, which is performing.
Yes. You know, I have to get my performance on. I enjoy being out there in those, in the wilderness, if you will.
The music wilderness. Yeah, you've been hanging out with the legendary jazz, funk, and R&B band Blackbirds. Yes.
Yes, yes.
And by the way, congratulations to them for 50 years, you know, their 50-year anniversary, just bringing us the good, timeless music that we all love.
Yeah, it's been a long 50.
Yeah.
Now, I've only been in for 13, but yeah.
but that's awesome.
It's a long 50, and long, and like not in a negative way, but like the places and spaces. If you go and listen to those records, you can hear like the experiences and how it's been longevity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah. And you know what? And longevity is a beautiful thing, especially in the music business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Paul, you are what I would call a renaissance man. Like, you have multiple skills that you use for the good of others, you know? Yeah. And I love that. You know, I love that. I think that is so dope.
Yes, thank you. I take pride in doing that. I think it's a matter of purpose. Feels purposeful.
Yes, yes. And you know what? We're going to talk about some of those things. Yes, we are. Because you know what? You know, the folks in the DMV and beyond know about you. But we want to, you know, we want to circulate this to the world. All of my listeners worldwide, you know?
Yes.
I like to brag on my folks, especially when they are making positive contributions and just pouring into others.
Yes. Well, first of all, hey, worldwide listeners.
Yes, we're going to get to know more about Jess Paul. Yes, we are. You know what? Let's start off, you know, because I'm a homegirl. I'm a DC native. Let's start off with Kids Crank Go-Go.
Let's go.
A little bit about that.
So Kids Crank is a nonprofit that I started. It is a program that focuses on shining the light on DC's official music genre, go-go. And from the at-risk point of view, we are here to deter youth away from drill music and that entire lifestyle over to musicianship through go-go. Before the more suburban side and holistic view, we just want to raise awareness on this culture of go-go music in Washington, D.C., with the intent of influencing the creation of go-go bands all over the world.
Yes.
Go-go is a cultural exchange movement where mm-hmm. the conga drum is being played in Latin communities, but they haven't seen a junior conga. And so we're coming with the junior conga and we're holding it up like a golden trophy. And we're finding that we're different, but we're very much alike. So it's a barrier breaker, Kids Crank. It's a global barrier breaker.
I love it. And I love that, you know, you guys are reaching the kids through music. And, you know, I am a, you know, D.C. native. So go-go was really near and dear to me. Like, I went to school with some of the guys in Essence. And, you know, that was a big part of my childhood and growing up. And, you know, even now, you know, you drop that you drop that go-go beat. I'm going to drop it. I'm going to drop it. Too.
So, yeah,
and, you know, right. it's spiritual. Like, it's spiritual. It just grabs at you. You know, you got to move. You got to move.
Yeah. Absolutely. Crank website right now. But if you want to see a Just Paul performance, you want to go to washington.org. I am one of the newest members of Destination DC, which is our tourism board. So my performances locally are updated on that website, the website that you would visit to find things to do in Washington. The number
that's
one
what's up. Congratulations. That's major.
Yes.
So, you know what? I have to say that, so if you do travel to D.C., you just might see Jess Paul, as I mentioned, providing you with some very informative information and landmarks and mm-hmm. cultural attractions. And you know what? I'm sure that your tour guide is just lit.
It's a good time. It is a good time. It's like you said, it is very informative. But I like to have a good time, too.
I know, because that's your personality. I mean, if I have to be on a tour, I need it to be, you know, with a personality like yours. Entertainment as well as informative.
Yes. And shout out to all the people that are doing two things at once. Because, yes, I am a singer, but I am also a tour guide. And I'm a D.C. cultural advocate. I think they all intertwine with each other. And I can't wait to give you guys a tour. I can't wait. I'm having a great time doing it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to jump on your tour. Now, I think I've seen everything in D.C., but I'm sure that I have not. So I might have to jump on your tour just so I can be entertained doing the tour.
Yes, yes.
Now, you are that guy. You know, you're that guy that's often called on to collaborate with some of the bands around town. you are that
yes,
guy.
He's a hired gun.
How?
Like a hired goon.
Yes, yes. So tell us about one of the collaborations with, you know, one of my favorite bands, one of many, the Jogo Project. baby, what is it? Baby Fever.
Baby Fever is the record that is out right now on all platforms. My favorite platform being Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Baby Fever is out. I do have a record with the Jogo Project that's led by Elijah Jamal Balbed, the last saxophone player for Chuck Brown. Man, what can I say? Horns, lyrics, vocals, congos, rolletons, cowbell, a go-go swing, and Lord have mercy, a beautiful saxophone being played by Elijah Jamal Balbed. You can't get better commercialized original go-go than this song right now. I don't know a commercialized go-go song in the industry right now better than this song. I don't.
You know what? I'm tapping my feet right now. We're not even listening to it. I've heard it, but I'm sitting here tapping my feet because I hear it in my head.
You know what I'm saying? Go-Go ain't cranked this good on the commercial scale since Doing the Butt.
Oh, okay. You know what? We're making a lot of noise around the globe. People are just enjoying just the whole move, the go-go movement, the feel, mm-hmm. Nobody does it like DC, but, you know, we love that people are embracing it. Now, you know what? You are quite a busy man, father, friend, artist, community activist. Like, yeah. how do you manage your time?
I know I manage my time. Google Calendar. If it ain't on Google Calendar, I'm going to have a challenge meeting. So normally when I get an assignment or I'm scheduling something, I have to pull his phone out and just put it there. Even if it's not in detail, like meeting with Smiley.
So you have a placeholder, even if it's not confirmed.
Yeah, they got to be right there.
Yes, I have to do the same thing because otherwise, you know, I forget and, you know, yeah, the calendar can be your best friend if you use it wisely to help manage your time. Yeah. Now, you being a musical guy, I have to ask, like, what artists did you listen to growing up? Like, what was your music menu like?
Oh, snap. Everybody who played on Magic 102.3.
Okay.
The old Magic, the Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm?
You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Melvin Lindsay? Are you old enough to know about Melvin Lindsay?
I didn't know whose name was what. I was just in that thing. I would fall asleep to this music. I would just like be to this music all day. And then I stumbled upon the Jackson 5 Greatest Hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I never looked back from there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say, because you know, I partnered with you and hosted with some events, and I have to say that you have this incredible energy that's just infectious. It's like, if you a wallflower, you're going to pull those folks off the wall.
Yeah.
You know, you just have that energy to make you want to get up and move your feet. You know, you don't have to beg people to dance. I don't know what's going on with people not wanting to get their groove on these days, but I'm not one of those people. But if you are one of those people, you must see Jess Paul perform and just take in all that good energy. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I enjoy being able to share that energy as well, mm-hmm. right? Because sometimes, especially when you spend a lot of time alone, you find yourself having it all balled up and you want to go outside and just give it out. So why not give it out in a way that makes us all happy?
There you go. Because that music is the one thing that bridges together and connect us and break down all those barriers, you know?
Yes.
Put music on, you know?
Yep. Speaking the universal language.
Yes. So like I said, so we know how you manage your time. You use the calendar, smart man. Now, when you're not performing, what does Jess Paul do in his spare time?
I am putting together a holiday, a 190-piece holiday camper van by Lego.
Oh.
For my kids. I like to do stuff that maybe you'd see on a YouTube channel. And I should be probably time-lapsing this, like record it with time-lapse on so they can believe, because they won't believe I put this together.
Yeah,
all
you have
to. Put things together. But I like to just do stuff with my kids and do stuff for my kids that they probably never forget.
Which is why you have to capture those moments so they can mm-hmm. always have something, you know, near and dear and close to them, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So, okay. So as you know, this platform is dedicated to independent music creators like yourself. So they listening. And all my music heads, all my
hey, artists. Music heads.
All my artist owners. Okay. Come on.
Getting to be my one desire. See, getting to be all that matters to me. Yeah, my little.
See, wait a minute. I was waiting for the next. Listen, this is what I'm talking about, y'all. You see how he just, he's got music to wreck. You see how he just burst out with a song? I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So, as I was mentioning, I have a lot of artists that tune into the show. And you've been an independent music creator, a father, a community activist, all that you do. Like, can you give a piece of advice to the emerging artists right now listening? Like, what piece of advice would you share?
Ooh, don't let them shut you up. Don't let them make you think that because you sing, you can't do something in your community. They need us, okay? One of the most powerful activists to ever exist, name was Fela Kuti.
Nigeria. Yeah.
Or Bob Marley, you know what I'm saying? Marvin Gaye. Paul Robeson, you know what I'm saying? We got to be willing to do that. Paul Robeson went to the front lines of a war in Europe and sang and stopped the war.
Look at that.
He temporarily stopped the war. Temporary ceasefire for music. This is what we do. You understand? There's a reason why the USO has always been a thing. They're going to take your music over to the boys in the middle on their break time during war. This is a healing and a wellness piece that you got. And the best part about being a musician or an artist in a position of protest is that you always got a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
You always got a microphone, man. So use that joint. Don't just use it to hit the note. Use it to say the quote. Hello.
Boom. You got to write that down.
This is recorded, right?
Yes, it is. Listen, you trademarked that.
That was the most handsomest thing I ever said in my life.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. So don't mute yourselves. Use your voice, only for the notes. Use it for your voice, for in your communities,
yes.
Your neighborhoods. Yes. So, Jess Paul, I always ask the ladies, right? I always ask the ladies about their wellness routine, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, guys, you guys need wellness routine, too. Like, we all are under this sun together. And we all deal with different things, you know, everyday stressors. What are some of the things you do, some of the wellness activities that you do? Or what do you do to manage your stress?
Number one, I pray.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
Number one, let's put that right there up front. Number two, I make sure I do stuff like that makes me happy, right? First of all, make sure you do stuff that presents yourself well. Get a hit, wash your booty. You feel me?
I knew this was going to be this kind of interview.
You feel me? Also, and there's nothing like a long shower. You may stay in there a little longer. I don't know what your water bill look like, but you may stay in there a little longer. Right. I also listen to this cat named Diraj Global, who talks about healing yourself and just positive affirmations. And it's a really good piece where this guy just talks about the law of attraction and all of that. So
all the good stuff.
Yeah. You feel me? I feed myself that. Feed yourself good stuff. That's what I do with my wellness. I stay away from toxicity.
There you go. Oh,
goodness.
There you go. Water your soul with the good stuff.
Yeah, water your soul with the good stuff.
Yes, yes, I love it. And that's so important. I do the same thing. Like, I don't want anything disturbing my spirit. Like, So listen, we're gonna get on some of this music. I want the folks to hear this music. So I'm gonna let you choose what we gonna put on.
You know what? I think this is a good time to give them a chance to listen to Baby Fever. And the reason I say that is because I want to start to give you that flavor.
Okay.
I want to give you the immediate flavor of the newness. And then we'll go further into things like hot bread and butter and survival.
Okay.
So that folks can kind of... I want you to get to know where we are now and then hear where we were just coming from. Because it's all in the same realm, but it tells a story.
You know what? This is my show. I'm going to play both of them. How about that?
Let's
Baby
go.
Fever both and Survival. Up. Boom. So we're going to do that. But before I get the songs on for the people, I need you to tell the folk, I know you gave them one, how to contact you through the travel. But, you know, give out your social media handles so folks can keep up with all the wonderful things that you're doing and download your music and interact with you. Because you're real active on your page.
Yes, I am. I shows up. I'm going to answer you. You write me now. Be careful what you write me. I'm going to write you back. Now, you can hit me on Instagram at J-U-S-E-A-U-L. I'm on Threads as the same. I don't know what Threads is and how I ended up on it, but I'm on Threads. You can find me on Twitter at JustPaul202. That's JustPaul202. Shout out to the entire Washington, D.C. Today is 202 Day. I'm on Facebook at JustPaul Spires, last name Spires. I am on Black Planet at Chocolate Handsome Father of Three, making music in the DMV 202-2023. That's my whole name on Black Planet.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for leaving all that information.
I'm on Christian Mingle at Loves the Lord. And look, I'm glad.
You know what? You know what? Somebody was writing that down as you It's all good. It's all good. Look, I sit in the no judgment zone. So if you're on Christian Mingle, it's all good. So I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me. And you know what? I forgot to mention that we're going to be kicking off me in partnership. I got to mention this. I can't go without mentioning this. I just thought about it. Myself and RJ Entertainment, we have partnered up together to spotlight some independent music creators around the Washington, D.C. area and beyond. We're going to have what you call Mature Mondays. I know everybody had the Monday blues, but not if you hang out with us, Mature Mondays. And our kickoff is going to be with Jess Paul. So make sure you make your way out. I'll leave all the information. And we would love to see you there, hang out, hear Jess Paul, see him. And Jess Paul and the family. Yes.
Yes, Jess Paul and the family. And I'm going to be dressed very maturely.
Okay, okay. Well, then I guess I'm going to have to do so. Since we part, me and RJ Entertainer, I guess we're going to have to show up too. They're going to make me pull up some heel.
Yeah, you got to put up them heels.
And I'm such a sneaker girl.
I'm coming through like a Chuck Brown fanatic.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I'm so excited. So again, I want to thank you for hanging out with me. And look, best luck to you in all that you do. And continue doing what you do. We need more folks like you, world changers, change agents.
Yes, change agent.
Yeah.
Now, that's a powerful one right there. That's powerful.
Yes, it's true.
Change agent. Oh, so, man.
Listen, keep doing what you do. We need more folks like you in the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Smiley. And the same for you. We need this energy right here. We need this energy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And peace and love to you and much success. And I see you on Mature Mondays. And that's going to be April 1st.
Yes,
April 1st. Mark your calendars, DMB, and hang out with Jess Paul and the family.
Mm-hmm. April don't be no fool. Come on down to the spot, y'all.
All right, peace, brother.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
Outside. brother. Peter Eddie, you mother lover. Jeff, everybody wanna have it. You better love it like a habit. Everybody, kitchen baby, fever, fever. Everybody, kitchen baby,
this is singer-songwriter and musician Dana Davis, and you are in the Artist Zone with Smiley J.
Take you round the way. Let me me take you round the way. Can I take you round the way? Ain't nothing but the survival. I'ma take you round the way. I'ma take you round the way. Let me take you round the way. Ain't nothing but the survival.
This was so much fun. I want to thank today's guest, Jess Paul, for coming through. Yes! You guys be sure to follow him so that you know you can keep up with all the wonderful things that he does. Because you know what? That brother's got a lot of stuff going on out here in these streets. But guess what? It's all good stuff. And that's what's up. And I want to thank you. Yes, I want to thank you guys for, you know, being patient and hanging with me to the very end. Just know that I appreciate and I love each and every one of you. Yes. Yes, I do. Now, to all my artists out there, you know, you heard today, wherever, you know, it's music, wherever you're visual artists, or it's literature, you know what? Just be sure to use your platform to influence, to inspire, and you know what? And promote all that good, positive change that's needed out here in this world. Yes. Now, if that's not your ministry, I totally get it. But guess what? That's, you know, it's cool. We still love you, though. Keep doing what you do. Until next time, I'm going to need you guys to be well, stay safe, and remember to listen to good, good music. Your ears will thank you for it. I'm Smiley J, and I'm out.